Have you been finding lately that you've lost a bit of the spring in your step? You know, instead of that zeal, that passion you had for life, you're feeling just a bit flat. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When you're on that treadmill of life, just one more step forward, just keep going, what tends to happen is you drop your gaze. You're always looking down at your feet to take the next step. And so your world becomes narrow and bland, and any joy that you might have had simply evaporates. Look, 99% of what we do in life is mundane. You get up, you brush your teeth, you shower, you have breakfast, commute or get the kids off to school or whatever it is that you do. The same thing day after day after day. Life's just like that. So what's the answer? How do you get that joy back in your life? Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3. You were raised from death with Christ. So live for what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Think only about what is up there, not what's here on the earth. Your old self has died, and your new life is kept with Christ in God. Whenever I'm feeling a bit down, I notice that my gaze is downward too. But when you invest just a bit of time looking up, the glory of God does its work in your heart. When you lift your gaze and focus on the heavenly things, you start living for what's in heaven. You find yourself doing all that you do for Jesus. And that puts a whole new spring into your step. So live for what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I want to share something important with you before we part ways today. With all my heart, I believe that the Lord wants to speak a fresh word into your life each and every day. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.